Hey folks, Mystery here with this week's podcast, and today we're going to talk about portion management, which is part two of our series. So you can check last week's podcast and see the background information on portion control and why it needs to die, and why we're going to be phasing in eat portion management to help you make sure you eat the food you love and the amount you love while getting to your weight loss and fitness goals. Very quickly, the highlights of the webinar that we did last night were to review 10 steps that you could be taking to get your portion management in a situation where it will help you work towards your weight loss and fitness goals. And the first three we really went through in depth in the prior, well, a little bit in the podcast, but more in the webinar, and I know some of you don't have access to that, so you may want more information directly. I'll work on more details, but just as an overview, you could check out last week's podcast, and that is self-assessment, work on your budget, and really understand the meal definition between light, treat, and fun meal, and having a clear understanding of your goals and how they factor into managing your portions, because again, you'll know when your weigh-ins are, you'll know what you're trying to meet at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the year, and every one of those pieces of information will factor into the various meals you're eating and help you make better decisions on how much you should be eating and when you should stop. So that was what we called fried pickles, because I want to have that association with foods that people think they should never eat because they're not healthy or because they're, you know, some other negativity about them. But no, fried pickles can be wonderful. They can help you actually lose weight, become more fit. And I like that thought of, hey, just when you're first thinking about portion management, think about a basket of fried pickles. How many should you eat? When does it make sense to eat it? And how would you stop at the right amount for you in that situation? Well, those first three steps would tell you that. Now, moving on to this week, we moved into part two of portion management, which we called endless garlic bread and gargantuan pasta portions. And that is because many restaurants that are fun serve foods like that, and eaters want to be able to enjoy those foods and not feel a bunch of guilt and still get to and maintain our weight loss and fitness goals. So we went through a number of steps that can help you in that process. Many of these would involve some detailed information on eat videos, slides, blog posts. So if you have any questions about details of any of these we're going to go over, you really need to drop me an email at eatfit@gmail.com and I'll fill you in on all the details. The Eat Fit Timing Kit has a number of these in them as well. So you have access to that via PDF or on the website and you can check that as well. So briefly, we've got number four, which is 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, or do you need even more than that? And 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3 is Eat's very basic formula for how to build your fun meals with three treats and make sure you ramp up your water and your fiber and other details that Eat teaches you to stay on your plan and get the most out of your fun meals while not feeling you have to go off your plan and overeat and kind of ramp up so you can go back on your plan the next day. So we've got a slide for that that explains it in good detail. Just email me and you can have access to that slide. Number five is meal composition, learning Eat's guidelines. And a lot of the rest of these are Eat's basic guidelines, which again are covered in good detailed videos for each one on Eat's website or the kit, or write me and I can get you more details. So number five is meal composition, really learning and understanding 10-5-1-1. Which translates into protein, fiber, veggies, and water at every meal, along with the various fun foods and treats you might be eating at that particular time. And realizing that having those basic nutritional elements in your meal clearly helps you control portions, which will be a great part of a portion management system. We're not trying to tell you how much to eat of any particular food. We just want you to manage it in the context of your week, of your goals, and of your health. And that's the biggest difference between portion management and portion control, which is what experts want to do. They want to tell you how much to eat, and all it does is lead to you feeling deprived, feeling resentful, and wanting to overeat in the back end. It doesn't work, and every study that goes out beyond 2 to 5 years and more proves that, you know, required expert portion control is not an effective solution. Again, a little more background, but I want you to understand why this is so important to learn portion management and get away from feeling like you should be told how much you should eat. You've got to figure it out day by day, week by week, and tie it to your goals, and everything will start to work for you. Number six is to eat till you're full and not eat till the next timed meal. And if you understand that, we define full as can you not eat for about 3 hours. So you can learn what full means meal to meal, day to day, week to week, instead of trying to rely on hormones or some sort of bizarre definition of I'm full because I ate a certain amount of food. You'll know when you're full. Sometimes it doesn't require any food at all. But the most important thing is to measure your hunger and your fullness in terms of time. Can you go for 3 hours on estimate before you need to eat again? That's a great way to start learning what full means versus, oh, you know, I think I'm full. And I've, you know, these esoteric subjective views of being full that only end up leading to you eating more and trying to figure out, you know, what full would mean the next time and come up with some standard formula. You're not the same every time you sit down to a meal. These formulas can't be the same, but you can measure time, which is what do I need to eat right now to where I'm going to be satisfied and happy for not to need to eat for another 3 hours. So a lot more to that topic in terms of night eating and managing transformation time. Look in your kit for details on that under the menu section and get with me with questions you have on it. There's a lot to learn there, and it's probably the most important point from this podcast and the webinar of last night. There's finishers, which is number 7. Finishers are pretty simple as well as distractions. Those work together, finishers and distractions. And those basically are, a finisher is a particular food that you assign to the end of your meal and say, when I eat that, this meal's over. So we've got a webinar on that, which is like eat survival tools. You might want to look into that and see a lot more details on finishers. But think of an after dinner mitt. You'd have that after dinner mitt. That signifies this meal is over. You get up, you walk away, you know there's more fun coming down the road at another fun meal or treats coming in the next day or two, and you get to your goals because you don't overeat and feel like you have to cram in a bunch of food every time, you know, a fun meal or a treat meal presents itself. Distractions works very similarly, and an example of that would be brushing your teeth at the end of a meal. Just a signifying action that says, done with this meal, I'll move on to, you know, obviously if you're eating a fun meal or a good-sized treat and a treat meal, you're going to be okay for the next 3 hours is my guess. You know from your experience or you can practice it. So these finishers and distractions are great signals to your mind and to your body to stop. And you'll get used to that the more you practice it and the better job you do of defining your finishers or your distraction. Next is Eat's Deal. Eat's Deal is one of the most important elements in the Eat Fitness Plan. And I can't overemphasize the value of learning and practicing it. And all Eat's Deal is saying is to make it worth the wait. You're going to plan your various treat meals and your fun meals, and you want quality light meals too. But you want to make those fun meals and those benchmarks where you're going to eat the foods that you love the most that may or may not be considered decadent treats. You want them to be spaced out enough so you can lose the weight you need to lose, but that they're so good, so exciting, that they're worth the wait. Spelled W-A-I-T. They also at that point become worth the weight loss, W-E-I-G-H-T, and that's when you know you've got your plan nailed down. When you get that schedule built where the fun meals and the treat meals are put in just so that you're loving your plan, you're excited because you're seeing weight loss, and you're excited because another meal's coming up where you can manage the plan till you get there and then love every bite of that food guilt-free and not just eat whatever's around and be satisfied because maybe it's satisfying your cravings for sugar or something that's high calorie or high fat. We can get past all that. It can be food you truly, truly, truly love with just a little bit of planning, a little bit of thought, the same way you prepare for a holiday. You know, you want that table to be perfect. You want every food to be your favorite. We do it every week on the Eat Fitness Plan multiple times. And the better you get at it, the more weight you're going to lose and the more excited you're going to be about your plan. So Eat's Deal. Watch that webinar. Study it. Learn more about it. There's a video on it. I'll be writing more about it soon. It's a big deal. So get on top of it and get good at it. Then we've got exercise and activities, number 9. And that is, if you have exercise planned, the example I gave in the webinar is, let's say you're going to run a mile at a good pace in about an hour. Wouldn't that influence how much you'd be eating in the meal before you'd run that? Well, you don't need to do that just to manage your portions better, but the concept is sound. Do you have things planned into your day that will make you make better decisions during the meals? So whether it's something before the meal, whereas if you don't do your exercise, maybe you'd alter your portions a little bit if it was planned for a meal after exercise. Or on the flip side, if you're going to take a power walk or do something afterwards, can you manage your meal where you can finish and get on that activity and alter the amount and the size of the meals that you're eating? there's a lot of ways to use exercise and activity other than just doing ridiculously intense exercise or endlessly long activities that can help you manage portions. So think about it in your planning and you'll see that you can really use it as a great tool. And then finally is what's called transformation time. This is number 10, transformation time. And that is 100% based on the EAT menu, which is in your EAT Fit Timing Kit. So everyone has access to that. Take a good look at it. I want to say it's on page 25, somewhere in the early 20s there. And it literally spells out portions for you. For every different time of the day, there's a recommendation for foods that make sense to create the most weight loss that fit the profile of that weight loss of 30 pounds in 90 days. And it's not a plan you'd be looking to sustain or stay on for the rest of your life or even for a month in a row. But boy, if you built that menu in 1 or 2 or 3 days a week, you'd be seeing weight loss for sure on those days, and it would help you build the rest of your plan. So take a good long look at the menu. See how the portions are spelled out. They certainly will give you enough food to survive and to not feel too hungry. They may not be the most enjoyable choices, and that's where you need to work on substitutions and things you look forward to and build in other meals throughout the week to get you where you're trying to go in terms of your weekly plan so you can love your EAT plan and want to stay on it. But again, they give you a portion suggestion that might really work for you in times that you're really wanting to see yourself meet your goals, stay on track, and not really sure, you know, how much of this should I eat or how often should I eat or what foods make the most sense at this time. It's all spelled out on the EAT menu. Pay special attention to the transformation time panel because that is a period of time if you've done a day where you phase down your carbs into a low-carb dinner. That's a time where you're in a maximum fat-burning zone, could last all night, through sleep, into the next morning, all the way through the morning, till your brunch, lunch the next day. Just knowing that that is the true period of transformation, if you can manage that, could get you everywhere you want to go if you did that 2, 3, 4 times a week. There's no way you should be doing it 6, 7 times a week. That's a diet. That's not sustainable. But we can use transformation time multiple times a week and love our plans and be very, very comfortable because we're suffering a bit on those nights, not eating foods we might be tempted to eat. But we know that the trade is so worth it with that transformation that's coming because we've allowed our bodies to burn fat by getting carbs out of our system. So that's a review. And again, I've got this slide, and I'll be happy to send it to anyone who emails me, that reviews the 10 steps for portion management. The big revelation that I shared is that these 10 steps are all pre-meal. So this information that you can do is something you can work on and practice before you ever sit down to a meal. The best time to review it is on the first day of the week. Most people, it's Sunday, when you're planning your eating week ahead. And then be aware of it throughout the week and just pick one or two of these and work on them. Get better at it. You know, it's a lot of information, but guess what? Portion management is extremely challenging, or everybody would be at their goal weights already. If they could manage that experts-defined portion control, there'd be no need for EAT. Everybody would be right where they want to be. Well, no one can manage portion control is what the studies tell us. So we need a little more detail and a little more information, a lot more tools to get us there. This will do it for you. But it takes time to learn. So pick a couple things and work on them this week and really try to get better at them. And you'll add one or two. We've got time, folks. This is a multi-year plan. You don't have to master it this week. So I'll send you the 10 to review. And we've got a webinar coming up Wednesday where I'll do a follow-up podcast where we'll start to talk about what you can be doing during and after meals that will also help you have excellent portion management, keep moving towards your weight loss and fitness goals, and most importantly, learn to love your EAT fitness plan so it's not a burden, it's not a struggle, and you'll be excited about staying with it, which gives you your absolute best chance at long-term stress-free weight loss, which is what EAT's all about. Any questions, definitely contact us at eatfit@gmail.com, and we will look forward to talking to you again next time.